My name is Sonja van der Engel. I'm from the Netherlands and I lived in Germany quite a long time. And I have a question about Germany. There is a sort of revolution going on in Germany. It's day by day. Do you expect that Germany is the first European country to fall for unipolarity at the moment?
It's very, very difficult geopolitical question, because Germany is European heartland. It is Europe, continental Europe, European heartland. But after the Second World War, when the German appetites were overstretched, and that was logical and natural defeat of Nazi regime then that followed, now Germany is in very awkward and dubious position. On one hand, Germany has life interest to affirm it as the mover of European unity, as independent structure, independent from us, but from Anglo-Saxon world as well. Not only from us. From us, Germany is independent. But from the West is not yet. But to start the process of liberation of Germany, it is impossible, because Germany is occupied country by the Anglo-Saxon. It was occupied by us and by Americans. We went out, but they stayed. So one occupation has replaced or was still and is still there. So Germany is not free, it's mover. When this conflict comes to some solution, and what will be solution, I could not guess. But something will change, because actual Germany is based on contradiction, or geopolitical, historical, cultural contradiction. And it is Europe, but Europe in chain. And in chains. So who can liberate Germany? We tried, but we failed. Putin tries to give the hand, Nord Stream 1, Yamal, and Nord Stream 2. And Germany could not accept. I don't think that was free decision. It was obligatory. But I think Germany will show itself in history once more, because the laws of geopoliticals, they are very slow. They work very slowly, but there arrives a moment when they manifest themselves in a full scale as today. So something will happen with Germany sooner or later. I think not too soon. And I presume there may be Eastern European country would awaken before, or something happened with England that now is in new position, new geopolitical position after Brexit. And they try to find their place in the new balance of the world. And we in Russia, we greatly overestimate the role of Britain in the fomenting this conflict. It is wrong. Britain didn't yet do anything, because it is just the continuation of Anglo-Saxon politics dictated from Washington. It is not authentically Britain, nothing British for now on. It's just help to the American to expand their network. That is the help. One more mover of American figure, no more, yet. Maybe Great Britain will reappear on the historical sphere. And when it starts, we for sure remark that, but not yet. You had